Quincy helped himself to the coins. He hefted the roll in his hand, fisted his fingers around it, and admired the weight. Charlie Kenyon knew how to pack a punch.
"Slow nights, Mr. Kenyon?" he asked Charlie.
Rainey released her pressure on the teen's back. He turned around unhurriedly, making a big show of shaking out his arms and fussing with the collar of his leather jacket. After smoothing back his brown wavy hair, he gave Quincy a disdainful stare.
"I'm sorry," the teen said with bracing sarcasm, "but I didn't catch your name."
"Supervisory Special Agent Pierce Quincy, FBI."
"Ah, shit," Charlie said.
Rainey finally smiled.
"Funny, your father said the same thing when I spoke to him this afternoon. It appears it's one thing to tangle with the locals, but not even your father feels like messing with the feds."
"You can take the bike."
"No kidding.
Charlie, tell us about Danny O'Grady."
"What?"
"You heard me.
We want to know everything you ever said to Danny. And if I were you, I'd give us absolute cooperation, because a few eyewitnesses have already told us enough to book you as an accomplice to murder. You're 19, Charlie. You end up aiding and abetting a mass murder, and there's nothing your pissant ex-mayor father can do to help you anymore. You graduate to a whole new league of adult delinquency. We're talking hard time, and not even at one of those lovely country club prisons. You'd get the real thing."
"Hey, hey, hey, hey!"
Charlie held up two hands and made a big show of backing off.
"You think I was involved with hurting those girls?
No way, no how.
I got an alibi."
He gave Quincy a look.
"And she's real sweet, if you know what I mean."
"Why were you hanging out at the elementary school? Are high school kids too tough for you? Bigger, stronger might actually put up a fight."
"I don't know what you're talking about. I just got a thing for jungle gyms."
"I'm getting angry, Charlie. I'm not getting a lot of sleep these days, and the mayor told me this morning to do whatever's necessary to solve this case, so I wouldn't make me angry right now."